Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the fast of the firstborn, that is on Erev Pesach. Question number one is, why do the firstborn fast on Erev Pesach? And then we'll talk about a number of halachas in that regard. So the first issue, why is there such a thing as fasting on Erev Pesach if somebody was a firstborn? It is to commemorate the 10th plague where the firstborn throughout Egypt were killed. That's the Makas Bechoros, and the Jewish firstborn were spared. Accordingly, there is a fast day to commemorate that. So that is our first issue. That's brought in Masachas Sofrim. There are also additional explanations for it, but that's the most fundamental. When it comes to the various halachas in this regard, so the fast day is on Erev Pesach. This is talked about in Shulchan Aruch or Achaim. Siman Tav Ayin, a father will fast for his son until the son is bar mitzvah, and also that does not apply if the son is within 30 days of birth. So within 30 days of birth, the Mishnah Berurah says that the father would not fast, but otherwise the father would fast until the son will fast on his own when he reaches his bar mitzvah. Continuing the way to, quote-unquote, get out of the fast, to be putter from the fast, which is the most common way, of course, if you go to a bris milah or something like that on Erev Pesach, so you can participate in the suda. But what is commonly done is that is a siyum. A siyum is done at various shuls. Most shuls have it. Somebody will complete a tractate or something else. We'll talk about that in a little bit, what the siyum can be over. And the bechor will participate in the siyum, the celebration of the siyum, somebody finishing, learning something significant, something substantial in Torah, and by virtue of participating in the siyum, then the bechor can eat and doesn't have to fast the rest of the day. The siyum does have to be in the daytime. It cannot be the night before. It has to be in the daytime of Erev Pesach, typically done right after Shachris in the morning. And continuing, I'm now reading from the publication of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. He says as follows: Besudas Asiyum Nechatchila Yesh Lechol Siyum Kazayis. You have to eat. So the Or Letzion says as follows: when it comes to the Siyum Nechatchila, one should eat a minimum of a Kazayis. That is considered participating in the Seuda or the food of the Siyum. So Nechatchila, one should have the minimum of a Kazayis, but at least something. For example, if they have dates or they have figs or they have a candy or something, there should be some participating in the eating at the siyum. However, b'dieved, if there's no more food left, for example, or the person has allergies to whatever is being fed, then even on a b'dieved basis, even if he didn't taste anything, he would be permitted to not fast during the day. So ideally eat a kazayis. If not a kazayis, something less. But if for a good reason the person is unable, we're talking about to the Bechor, who has to fast all day, what's considered participating in the Siyum, if he doesn't have anything on a B'dieved basis, because there was no more food left, etc., then he would not have to fast going forward. Bishas HaTchak, what happens if the Bechor cannot make it to a Siyum? So, for example, if he is out of town and there's no Siyum where he is, or if he is a chayal, he is in the army, he's a bechor, and they don't have a siyum where they are. So can you participate via telephone and listen in to the siyum? So b'shas hadchak, in a time of need, this is not a lechatchila, but if somebody is in an exigent circumstance, unable to come to the siyum, he can participate via the telephone. That's based on a psak of the Ma'adan Shlomo. And then we have the fundamental question, so what is necessary to be learned in order to be considered a siyum? What is a siyum? Can you learn just a little bit? Does it have to be a lot, etc.? So the Raman or Chaim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud says as follows: Kishimisayim Meseches. When somebody finishes a Meseches, we'll have to qualify what is a Meseches. mitzvah lismach. It is a mitzvah to have a simcha, v'lasa su'uda, and to make a su'uda. So a masechta, typically, a masechta is a gemara. It would not be a masechta of mishnayos. That would not suffice. It would be a masechta, even a very short one, of gemara, but not mishnayos. Now, there happens to be an interesting machlokas. How about if somebody was mesayim all of shas mishnayos? So there are shas mishnayos. What is shas? Shisa shidorim. That means six orders. There's six orders of the mishnayos. And what happens if somebody learns all of the mishnayos? All of the mishnayos, can you have a siyum on that? So that is a machlokes, according to Tshuvas or Litzion, that would not suffice. That would not suffice. But according to Rav Vosner, brought down in the Sefer Mibeis Levi, that would suffice. All of mishnayos, that is very significant, and somebody could have a siyum. It's interesting, the Or Litzion is a Sephardi, so apparently the Sephardic practice would be that shas mishnayos would not suffice. But according to Rav Vosner, is Ashkenazi, one of the great Ashkenazic poets, postgame of the prior generation, our generation, it would be permitted. That would be a strong basis, a sufficient basis to have a siyum. Another interesting question that is often done is, can people divide up a masechta? If they have 30 people in shul and they choose a masechta that has 30 dapim in it because they didn't have anyone else the day before, they said we need to divide it up. Is that going to work? And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that would not be sufficient. That would not be sufficient. It has to be one person is mesayim. Why? Because that's the real simcha. That would be a simcha of being mesayim something, but each person doing a daf would not be considered a siyum. And then the last point for the day is, how about studying, finishing a chumash, or finishing up another sefer of Tanakh? So according to the Kovetz Mibeis Levi, and also according to the Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Kufnun Gimel, that would be sufficient. One could have a siyum if they learned a sefer of chumash, or a sefer of Tanakh, not just in a very cursory way, it would have to be a real learning, but that would suffice. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be able to participate in many siyumim, not only on Erev Pesach, but we should all be involved in tremendous Limud HaTorah and participate in our own siyumim and in the simchas of others when they have siyumim on their learning. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.